Prologue. Georgie was always brave enough to do the right thing. A quote by Rod Dedeaux. South Central Los Angeles, 1943. A new baseball submitted to carrying and regular maintenance might last an entire summer on the Rancho playground, and there one lay in the dirt of a vacant lot, an unclaimed jewel, just outside the right field fence. The boys all jumped at it, but the smallest and quickest of them grabbed it fast, and to the others' shock, withheld it. "Came from the ball field," said George Anderson, 9. "Ain't ours. We gotta give it back." Poor kids, toughened by poverty and the Depression, weren't used to foregoing found treasure for principle. But George, a year removed from Bridgewater, South Dakota, and outdoor plumbing, and tougher already than most, stood up to them. He walked back around the fences to the diamond, where the uniformed college boys were practicing on Bovard Field, picked out the older man, who seemed to be in charge, and held up the ball. "This yours?" The coach stared at him with, what was that, shock or amusement? "Found it lying out past the fence." "Where you live, son?" "Couple blocks," said George, and held it out again, thinking maybe this guy had forgotten the main point. The coach, Rod Dedeaux, took the ball this time and studied the youngster for a moment. "What's your name, kid?"
"George Anderson."
"George, how'd you like to be my bat boy?" Diogenes, the eccentric Greek philosopher cynic who famously searched throughout Athens for a single honest man, claimed he never found one, but Rod Dedeaux just had. And so, for the next 7 years, George Lee Anderson worked as the bat boy for the University of Southern California's baseball team. The pay wasn't much. What little there was came from Dedeaux's pocket, although anything was a help to the hard-pressed Anderson family. George's father, Leroy, a painter, and one-time semi-pro catcher back in South Dakota, had moved to Los Angeles to work the wartime shipyards and feed his four kids. Raul Marshall Rod Dedeaux, like Leroy Anderson and most of the boys in the generation that came of age during the Babe's heyday, grew up on dreams of playing Major League Baseball. Unlike most, Dedeaux had the goods. As the captain and star shortstop for USC, 6 months after his 21st birthday, Dedeaux signed a contract with the Brooklyn Dodgers, played that summer for their minor league affiliate in Dayton, Ohio, and earned a late-season call-up to the National League club. "A lot of promise, this Cajun kid," his longtime mentor and Dodgers manager, Casey Stengel, told the Brooklyn Eagle. "Exceptional glove, live bat, nothing but blue sky." Just starting his legendary career as a manager, Stengel had first scouted Dedeaux in high school and thought so much of the young prospect, he paid Rod's $1,500 signing bonus out of his own pocket. On September 28th, Stengel penciled Dedeaux in at shortstop against the Phillies, and he lived up to Stengel's hype in his first professional start, going 1-for-4 and driving in a run. The game itself, the back end of a meaningless doubleheader at Ebbets Field between two clubs long out of the pennant race, was played in front of exactly 124 paying customers and halted on account of darkness after 8 innings in a 4-4 tie. The Dodgers never finished that game, and neither did their new shortstop. He never got the chance. After only his second professional game, Dedeaux's major league career ended with a terrible suddenness when he learned that a violent missed swing he'd taken had cracked a lumbar vertebra. He returned to Los Angeles and, using the last $500 of his bonus money, founded a trucking business with his father that succeeded so spectacularly he would never worry about a payday for the rest of his life. The college coach he'd played for at USC entered the Navy in 1942 when the war began and recommended Rod to take over his position with the team. Unfit for military service because of his injured back, Dedeaux took the job, but would accept only a token salary of $1 a year. And that spring, young George Anderson walked onto his diamond. During the off-season winter months of professional baseball, when he was back home in Southern California, Dedeaux's old mentor Casey Stengel became a constant presence on the USC practice field as well. The old professor managed Oakland in the Pacific Coast League after the war, before his glory years with the Yankees began.